On USC DornSife Week, who are the first responders for damaged cells in your body? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Irene Ciolo, assistant professor of biological sciences, looks into the body to find out.
A few years ago, my colleagues and I learned that biological cells have their own emergency room at the edge of the nucleus, where damaged DNA is repaired. Now we have learned that cells also have a special paramedic team that takes broken DNA to the ER. You can think of them as the world's tiniest first responders. We wanted to learn what happens when a tightly packed component of the genome known as heterochromatin is repaired, because damage to it is potentially one of the strongest forces driving cancer and other diseases. We currently know so little about heterochromatin that it's often referred to as the dark matter of the genome. By observing the cellular response in fruit fly and mouse cells, we could see that a series of filaments come together in the cell nucleus to form a temporary highway to the ER. Then we saw paramedics, a type of walking proteins, pick up the injured DNA and carry it along that highway to the emergency room. We believe this response is a defense mechanism triggered by damaged DNA. Unfortunately, those first responders don't always provide the best treatment, and when they don't successfully repair the DNA, they may be contributing to the development of cancer and other diseases. So improving our understanding of these processes could lead to life-saving discoveries that prevent and treat diseases.
And that was Irene Ciolo of the University of Southern California, DornSife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.